I think we've crossed paths once or twice before, but never in a quote unquote formal setting here. So, yeah, good to have you in the log.
Yeah, good to chat with you again. I believe we've talked before, but it was just kind of in and out because I was on the road or something. I don't even remember. It's been a minute, but yeah, Bentley 7300 is a really good rig. I've owned a Kenwood 590 SG. That's also a really solid radio. The only reason why I got rid of it was because the USB port died, and so did the serial port. So I couldn't control the rig from my computer to do certain digital modes that I was interested in, and that's also how I fed my microphone audio into it. But that was a really good radio. I even had an RSP1A attached to it into the RF output on the back. It's not the transmit out, but there was like a receive pass through on the back. And what I could do is I had that plugged into the computer, tied into an SDR program, and I could view the HF spectrum up to 10 megahertz wide and click on any signal I wanted to on the computer, and it would drag the radio right there. It was pretty sweet. It also allowed me to monitor my output audio RF-wise real-time. There was a little bit of a delay, which I discovered one time when I tried to talk, and it absolutely jammed my brain. That was fun. But yeah, there's definitely, I would do a little bit more research before, don't just take my word on the 7300. I mean, it is a really good rig, but look around. And if there's a rig out there that's in your price range, checks all your boxes, go for it. But just trying to nudge you in a good direction there.